My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, YMCA chaplain, British military chaplain, and college professor. December 29th, deserter or disciple? From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. John 6:66. When God gives a vision of his spirit through his word, of what he wants, and your mind and your soul thrill to it, if you do not walk in the light of that vision, you will sink into servitude to a point of view which our Lord never had. Disobedience and mind to the heavenly vision will make you a slave to points of view that are alien to Jesus Christ. Do you look at someone else and say, well, if he can have those views and prosper, why cannot I? You have to walk in the light of the vision that has been given to you and not compare yourself with others or judge them. That is between them and God. When you find that a point of view in which you have been delighted clashes with the heavenly vision and you debate, certain things will begin to develop in you, a sense of property and a sense of personal right, things of which Jesus Christ made nothing. He is always against these things as being the root of everything alien to himself. A man's life consisteth not in abundance of the things that he possesseth. We are apt to lie back and bask in the memory of the wonderful experience we have had. If there is one standard in the New Testament revealed by the light of God, and you do not come up to it, and you do not feel inclined to come up to it, that is the beginning of backsliding, because it means your conscience does not answer to the truth. You can never be the same after the unveiling of the truth. The moment marks you for going on as a more true disciple of Jesus Christ, or for going back as a deserter. You can never be the same after the unveiling of the truth. Thus ends Oswald Chambers' reading.